Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, we've been talking about this since 9 a.m. because I find it intriguing. And I get all sorts of folks saying all sorts of things. Folks are too lazy to work. Folks are afraid to work in the restaurant business. Restaurant business doesn't pay enough. There's no stability. There's no benefits. At the end of the day, I got to be honest, Bubba's one of my boys. We've been friends for more than 20 years. We're like family, and he works his ass off. And I read this post. They had to close one restaurant because he can't get staff, and he can't open another because he can't get staff. And I got to be honest, man. I'm shocked by it. Not as shocked as Bubba is. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
One of my favorite people in the world. Marty, how are you?
Man, I got to tell you, my brother, I think I'm kind of a street guy. I kind of get the vibe out there. This is unsettling to hear. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the world's a different place. And I understand that, right? The world, just as a general statement, isn't what it was, you know, 14 months ago. And, you know, one of the things that was, you know, whenever this global pandemic started a year ago, I had a meeting with my staff and I said, here is my goal. It was very simple.
Yeah.
I said, my goal is to keep you guys physically healthy while doing my best to, make these keep these businesses fiscally healthy.
Yeah.
I won't go into, you know, I'll just give you a snapshot moment of my personal life before I share with you the struggle. So I have three children in college now, right? I've got two daughters that are, one's at Capital University, one's at Muskingum, then I have a son playing baseball at Seton Hill University.
Nice.
So any and all of the money that I had set aside for their college education went into these businesses over the last year in an attempt to keep them alive and keep it afloat. And as a result, I took loans to pay for their college education because I made a promise and a commitment. I made a decision, right? To get into the restaurant industry, right? Yeah. I made that decision alone. And I understood it, but I have a passion for it. I love it. I love to see people happy and satisfied. But the one thing that I never took into consideration was the inability to get people, right? It's always been a challenge. But it's never been like this. I mean, I had to close my South Point location yesterday. And the people that I have are fantastic. I have a great team.
Yeah.
They're awesome. You've experienced them before. They're great.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can only ask so much from so few. So I thought to myself, I said, well, I'm trying to open up a place in Squirrel Hill. And I've received now, as of today, I need probably 8 to 10 employees, right?
Right.
I've received, as of today, two applications in 19 days, by the way, since I've been trying. I'll be honest, at that position, because there's tips involved, you can make, and I've got staff members, you can make $20 an hour. You can make $20 an hour when you take the hourly wage plus tips.
Right.
In the restaurant business, you know, the last year has been hard, as you know. Been hard.
Yeah.
The price of food has gone up. I use this as, this is always my go-to example. I could buy gloves that were required to wear in kitchens, right? 14 months ago for $30 a case. Those same gloves cost me $120 a case, and I go through five cases a week. So something that used to cost me, you know, $150 now costs me $600. So I could give you a laundry list of how the expenses have gone through the roof. But let me tell you what I haven't done. Because I understand the people that aren't in the restaurant business are also probably hurting. So I haven't raised my prices.
Right. Some have, by the way, I've seen this. A lot of restaurants have.
Right. So what do you do? So I don't pay anybody in my business's minimum wage. Nobody. But I have to pay what I consider to be a fair wage for the job. I create a good, positive work environment.
Yeah.
They get benefits like if they work a shift, they eat for free. I'm currently trying to find benefits that are affordable that I can offer because right now we're not in a position to do that. But I can find some kind of benefits, whether it be insurance, because I understand that. But we're not in a position financially. We're operating at 50% capacity with sales down 60% to be paying, $20-some an hour. To me, being a cook is a trade. But the good news is there's upper mobility in my company.
Yeah.
Sure, you might be an entry-level cook making $12 an hour. And I get it. There's nobody getting rich at $12 an hour. But you're learning a trade and you're getting paid to do it.
But Bubba, you're telling me this new joint, which I keep asking you about because I love tacos, you can't open it because you don't have any staff and no one will apply. That's insane.
I was approved by the Allegheny County Health Department. It'll be 3 weeks ago on Friday. But yet, do you know where I'm sitting right now?
No.
I'm sitting in a parking lot of the post office that I'm about to mail a rent check for a business that can't operate.
Man.
Think about it. Wrap your brain around that for a minute. I can't complain, Marty. I can't. I made this choice for my family. I made this choice for me. I can pay whatever, and I get it. There are people that don't want to work because you can't. Like, if you do, I can promise you this.
Wow.
I can promise you this. I'm the type of guy, and Marty, you know me outside of radio and outside of restaurants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know me on a friendship level.
Yeah, yeah.
If I find good people, I find a way to take care of good people.
You do so.
So you're right. There are people that say that you can't make a good living. As an entry-level position, that is correct. There is nobody that is going, but if you don't have a job and you don't necessarily have a trade and you don't want to collect unemployment and you want to work hard and make a living, you're right. You might make $12 an hour to start. But if you prove yourself and you learn and you work hard, I have kitchen manager positions open that are unfilled. You could grow into a salaried position. But I'm not in a position to start there. I've got to make sure it doesn't do me any good if I start paying everybody more than the business can afford. And then what have I done? Then I put the business out of business and everybody loses.
So before you go, man, tell folks if they're listening, if they're interested, how do they get a hookup?
The best thing is do email me, Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, at eat@bubbas.com. It's B-U-B-B-A at eat@bubbas.com. Listen. I'm just looking for hardworking individuals that are reliable, show up,
man,
and are willing to learn. Or if you're experienced, I pay based on experience. If you're more experienced, you're going to make more money because I need high volume experience employees.
Thanks, brother. Hang in there, man.
No, thank you. I owe you.
Man.
You're the best.
Takes your breath away, man. Jeez. Bubba at eat@bubbas.com or call us here. We'll hook you up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.